Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can stream the show at Alexa all over the world. We had Mr. Skin on earlier, in case you missed that. Bill Nye the Science Guy is getting fluffed by puss.
Including Siberia. We had someone from Siberia.
Yeah, our Pittsburgh surgeon. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's checking in, too. And also, yeah, anywhere in the country, world, excuse me. In this round earth, by the way, we might get into that again with the Mr. Science guy here. It's a round earth, and you can hear us now.
We should. Should I ask him the farting in space question?
And we have a Deadpool hit, too, by the way.
Forgot to bring that up.
Yeah, Craig's got it coming up here. But first, we're going to talk to that. We love this guy.
From the world of sports?
No, this is Spill Nye the Science Guy.
No.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the third season, right? Yeah, third season of Bill Saves the World on Netflix returns on Friday.
He's also got the book series out, Jack and the Geniuses.
Oh, returned on Friday. 11 right. was last Friday.
Third right. installment of the series, Lost in the Jungle, was released on May 1st. And you get that on Amazon or find bookstores everywhere. And Bill Nye joins us now. Welcome.
Greetings.
Bill, I want to ask you a question, you know, because we're older guys. We've been around for a while, but we also remember being kids and being fascinated with science and wanting to learn everything. Is today's climate, are there kids now listening to some of their idiot parents and not believing in science?
Because there was is there a backlash against the backlash?
I don't know. There are people running around saying the earth is flat.
Yeah, I know.
We just brought that up.
That's wrong.
We don't like those guys. I love that. But that is wrong. I love that. Of course it's wrong.
There's no
but I mean,
there's no wrong.
Yeah,
there's
no objectively wrong.
Yeah, but you can't have a discussion with those people, Bill.
Yeah, you can. You say they're wrong
and you move on. You have to have a discussion with them.
Yeah, you have to. Right?
Well, the other thing is the claim that humans aren't causing the climate to change.
Is wrong.
It's wrong.
Exactly. It's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
So now what?
There's no discussion. It's wrong. Thank you.
But it's very difficult to have a discussion with those people. What sources could you point someone who is a denier to say that, no, this really is happening?
So we have done this for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
You cite my latest, Jack and the Geniuses, which is I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
But my first kid's book I wrote in 1993. There's a greenhouse gas demonstration in that book, and we've really hardly done anything in the last 25 years. So the problem has been the fossil fuel industry has introduced this idea that scientific uncertainty, plus or minus 2%, is somehow the same as doubt about the whole thing, plus or minus 100%, and that also is wrong. And so it's. Without these people working so hard to introduce doubt, we would be getting a lot more done. But here's my claim. What's built in to what people call liberal or progressive democracies, let's call them progressive democracies.
I like that better, right?
In exotic places like Denmark. what's built in is change. Change is built in. So as these young people enter the workforce and start voting, things will change.
Let's hope so, yeah.
Young people are going to outnumber older people.
Yes.
And there's very, very few, very few young people who are climate change deniers. Once in a while.
Once in a while. Good.
And so, no. most young people are very aware of the science, very aware of the future, very concerned about it, and so things are going to change. The question, though, if you like to worry about things, the question is, will they change in time?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
I think you pointed out
being all hilariously objective about it.
No.
Yeah. You pointed out in your
say again?
You pointed out in your latest episode that back in 1965 they discovered that breathing lead from leaded gasoline was not good, and then in 1995 they finally did something about it.
Yeah, unleaded, you mean everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Bill Nye, the science guy, with us.
Well, and lead, you know, has remarkable chemical properties, and so it was used for all kinds of things. You've heard of lead paint, lead-based paint,
right?
You know, it was cool, but it was cool for only one thing. It had these other so-called knock-on effects. Yeah. So we can solve these problems, people. That's why you watch the show.
Yes,
Bill Nye Saves the World, and your life is enriched in every way.
There you go.
That's some irony. A little irony.
You know, let's quickly go back to the Earth is round stuff. This is so amazing to me, Bill, because that was settled science 1,000 years ago, whatever how long it's been. And the fact is, there's never even been I never even saw anybody bring that up at all until like the last 4 years. And it's like, what? What?
I mean, understand, the ancient Greeks observed the shadow of the Earth on the moon and realized the Earth must be round. I mean, 10,000 years ago.
10,000,
I was
right.
And all the clothes you're wearing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people make jokes about Christopher Columbus and his... Nobody really in Christopher Columbus's time thought the world was round.
Right.
Thought the world was flat, excuse me. But the question was, how big is it and what's between us and them and so on. That was... Christopher Columbus took a bet, you know. He was a risk taker.
Yeah, and
was it Copernicus that took
the clothes you're wearing?
Yeah,
the clothes we're wearing.
That's good.
The electronic equipment we're using came from another continent in general, and the reason we have these clothes manufactured on another continent is because our ancestors understood the world was round, and were able to navigate on the trackless sea.
Man,
and,
that's
this is cool.
I'm anxious
and so to deny that is so troubling.
That's idiotic, is what it is.
It's what makes humans different from, you know, from dogs and cats. There's no. I have spent a lot of time with dogs, and my best friends are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they think about the diameter of the Earth and navigating with stars and stuff. I don't think they put in the hours on. Even your dog, who I know is the smartest dog in the world.
No, mine's not, but I don't think it. I guarantee my dog doesn't think about that either, for that matter. Bill Nye, the science guy with us. Bill Saves the World on Netflix. The third season began on Friday. Jack and the Geniuses. Explain the book for everybody then, Bill, your next book.
So, when I was growing up, like, people still read Hardy Boys. They still read Nancy Drew. I had another series called Tom Swift, Tom Swift Jr., Tom Swift and his flying lab, Tom Swift and his diving sea copter, and all. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I wanted young people to have that same sort of experience. So I got together with this guy, Greg Mohn, whom I met over coffee, and then we spent time surfing, the way you do.
Oh, cool. All right.
And, he's very good. He's a really good surfer. Anyway.
Oh, not the net. You're actually in the ocean. You surf the ocean?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man.
On the water. This is when you go outdoors. Yeah. I know you guys work radio, but there's a whole
thing
out there.
Cool, man.
I tried surfing once, and it's hard.
Bill Nye, the surfing guy. I like that. Go ahead.
Well, it's like anything else. You put in the hours, and if people start when they're young, they're good at it. Right. If I try it, I'm not. No, but that aside,
yes,
there's three things we want for everybody in the whole world. We want clean water, renewably produced, reliable electricity, and access to the Internet. So in each of the three books, subtly in the background, while these kids are having adventures, we address these three global problems. And if you're a kid, what do you want? You want to live without parents, right? That's your thing.
Right.
So these are foster kids who have, I thought, a pretty clever way to be financially independent. And then they go on adventures with this grown-up guy, Hank Witherspoon, who is this inventor, you know, amazing genius with his own eccentric properties, features. And it's fun. I hope it's fun. And Greg is very funny. Greg Moen is very funny.
Jack and the Geniuses.
And we put in some hilarious comedy jokes.
Good, man. Congratulations on the new book. Congratulations on the third season of Bill Nye Saves. Bill Saves the Saves the World on Netflix.
Can we follow you on Twitter?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what's your Twitter handle?
At
there?
Bill Nye. You joking me? Of course you do. All right. The kids do it with their electric phones.
All right. Yes, I love Bill Nye. He's such a smart ass, man. Thanks for calling, and good luck, and keep up the fight, all right, Bill?
Carry on. Save the world.
Bill saves the world. I love how he just says it's wrong.
Yeah, but...
And he's right about that younger people thing. I keep saying that. I know we dwelled on it too much for a while there, but we might not be around, but hope the younger people do move on. And... old climate deniers are going to go away.
We can hope.
Yeah, that we can really hope, actually.
We can only hope.
Speaking of old guys, who we lose, Craig? I didn't know he was alive. I really didn't. I know who he is, though.
Yeah, we lost the old coach, longtime NFL coach, Chuck Knox.
Yeah, he coached the Rams in the 79 Super Bowl against the Steelers.
And Rams to the 5 consecutive division titles in the 70s, yep. Later guided the Seattle Seahawks, so their first two playoff appearances.
He went to Seattle, that's right.
And the Bills? Was he with the Bills?
I think you're right, Todd.
He was?
I think you're right.
One player had him, I believe.
Man,
yes,
he was also a solo hit for Chuck Knox.
Solo.
Yeah, one player had Chuck Knox. It is...
Say it.
Okay. I have to be very careful on this one.
Yeah, I tried to do it.
I think you got it.
I did, but I'm not going to try it again.
Exactly.
Not live.
Fack Jucking Reds Tar gets the Chuck Knox hit.
Don't think too much.
Don't think too much.
You might say something out loud you're not supposed to.
Are we spelling backwards here?
I think it's kind of like a pig Latin, move a couple letters around. Who knows?
Right.
Craig thinks he knows what it's supposed to mean. Even then. But
I don't know that I know what it's supposed to mean.
What is that show? We need a call. Whoever has that hit.
What's the show that I was watching last night? Neil Patrick Harris hosts it, and it's a bunch of child prodigies.
Oh, kid genius things. I passed that over.
They were asked to spell these long words backwards and just rattled it off. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes. That did not interest me at all.
I just found it.
Smart kids.
They were so smart.
And that's just egghead stuff.
How super. Yes.
That's egghead stuff.
Super smart they were. Because they were
That's tough to be that smart, though, at that age. Egghead stuff. You're in college at 12. Nobody's banging you.
Constellations and pointing
that's
out.
It's probably best when you're 12.
Good thing you brought that up, Craig. You're right.
Names of stars that even in my the height of my astronomy geekness, I didn't know any of these stars. But they knew everything.
Yeah.
That
is not, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
No.
It is, you are much, much dumber than these exceedingly smart, very young people.
Right. Yes. That's what it should be called. You are much dumber than these smart, really young people.
And it,
welcome back.
Since you have absolutely no chance at getting any of these things.
Why watch it?
There's that because you're just watching these amazing people do these amazing brain things that...
It's not a game show that you can play along with because you get nothing right.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Along. Oh, it actually is a game show?
Yes.
Yeah. It might not last because of that then, because I think the audience really wants to have
a shot.
Isn't
this at least the second season?
It might be.
I think it is. Well,
people actually want, if you watch a game show, you want a shot at something?
Yeah.
I bet you that's only $2.99.
You want to kind of play along.
I mean, even dumb game shows, even Jeopardy probably the smartest game show, but you still have a shot on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Occasionally, I can get a right answer on Jeopardy. You know, and that's why people love...
That's why, look at the Price is Right. It's $4. Yeah. I was at the store.
And who's taller? That's why people love who's taller.
Who's taller?
Right. You can get it right sometimes.
You can get it right.
You got a 50-50 shot.
It's every man's game. Who's
taller,
who's older.
No, this is only the first season, Craig.
Is it?
Yeah, it just debuted in March.
Okay.
Yeah, it just seems like it's been going on forever.
It might go away.
It may not last because it's a little too difficult to play along at home.
Yeah.
Genius Junior.
Oh, I forgot this.
How long is this set in every living room across the country watching that? Puss's favorite line about my son.
Screw that kid.
Exactly.
That's probably how you'd feel watching this show.
You do.
Screw that kid.
Yeah,
they ain't getting laid.
I sat there, I saw a couple of things, and I didn't care to see anymore.
No, it just makes you feel dumb.
Yeah.
And we don't need that.
Yeah.
No, I don't need any dumber.
Thank you.
Congratulations to whatever that guy's name had, Chuck Knox.
Yeah.
Fact-jucking Red Star.
Man, that's a tough one.
His nickname?
If that's you, email us or tell us what that's about off the air. I think it might be something. The jucking part, we're figuring out.
Well, fact-jucking, I think we can figure out.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
Do you remember Chuck Knox's nickname? It was in response to Air Coryell in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, Ground Chuck.
He was Ground Chuck.
Ground Chuck, yeah. Ground Chuck.
I bet he hated that.
Yeah, that's not a good nickname.
Yeah, he probably didn't.
Air Coryell's pretty cool, but
it is.
Ground Chuck, you're just a piece of meat.
That's kind of funny.
I get why you're...
Well, and it's kind of low quality, too.
Yeah, Ground Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bush wouldn't use that in his award-winning chili.
No.
That's not how you become award-winning.
No. Good point. You got to use the finest ingredients.
Yeah.
Plus, it would be... You call it ground puss, that would suck. You know? Air puss sounds much better than ground puss.
It does.
At least it's aired, you know?
Yeah.
Clean.
An asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty is set to fly past Earth. Asteroid 2010 WC9 is expected to pass Earth at about half the distance to the moon Tuesday.
That's pretty close. We'll see that if you look up in the sky.
It's estimated to stretch about 170 to 400 feet across. Astronomers say few objects of that size are seen passing so close to Earth, but the asteroid does not present any risk to our planet.
Yeah, and they aren't able to find these things till they're actually pretty close.
Well, now, to be fair, they found this one in 2010.
Oh, okay.
They lost it
for
8 years, and it just popped back up on the radar earlier this month.
So are they able to track, obviously, the trajectory, and we're okay?
Well, they lost it for 8 years.
I don't believe it, Todd. You're right. Scientists are protecting us.
So they couldn't track it then.
That would be that would imply that they can't necessarily track the trajectory at all
times. Now they've found it, and they're tracking it, and it's going to miss us, but still coming awful damn close, comparatively speaking.
But we still have to worry about boulders the size of refrigerators.
That's right, coming from Hawaii. Yeah.
Which island?
The big one.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
The island of Kapuya.
Yeah.
I've heard there's some great resorts there.
Where's that thing going to slam into if it misses Earth?
Oh, Uranus.
Your rectum.
Oh, sorry. I missed that.
Don't you want some big meteorite to slam into Uranus so they have to say that all across the country? All across the country. And don't say Uranus. We'll just
no, there'd be
you.
A bunch of hoity-toity news people saying Uranus.
I know there would be, right?
All right. Well, there's not a whole lot of detail on this story. It is just amazing. Police in Las Vegas say that a 20-year-old man survived a fall from a fourth-story balcony.
Hang on here.
They say the man either jumped or fell from the balcony about 9:30 p.m. Saturday inside the Luxor.
I'm guessing.
Oh, it was an internal balcony.
Yes.
I was going to say, I thought they didn't put balconies on any of those hotels just for that.
They don't in Vegas. You can't get out in Vegas, right?
Yeah, but you can get in. You can jump in.
Oh, I've seen those. And they're freaky, too, because you look out over the steps, and you look down in the atrium of some of those hotels, and they're really far and freaky looking. Man.
Yes, this is four stories.
Right.
Police tell the Las Vegas Review Journal
that was drunk. Come on,
some of the decorations broke the man's fall. He suffered only minor injuries. Tyler makes an excellent point. They say alcohol played a role in the incident. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment.
You said Vegas.
Yeah. I don't know if they've changed it. I haven't stayed at the Hard Rock in Vegas for a while, but you could open up the doors.
But you
there would be like a chest-high fence kind of thing. And if you really wanted to.
If you really wanted to at that place. Yeah. But if you stay at any of those major tall ones on the Strip, it's just solid windows.
Yeah,
there's no balconies, nothing.
No nothing.
And you can't open the windows at all. But you're right. Those little ones on Vegas, the third floor up, basically, the Hard Rock, you could
air
out. You look out over the pool a little bit. No, but the major ones you can't.
You can't get a balcony on a Holiday Inn in the middle of nowhere.
No.
I mean, most hotels in general, you don't see balconies anymore.
Now you do in beaches.
Okay.
All beachfront hotels, they have balconies really high. When the kids were small, we used to stay at this one beach hotel, and you know, not that you die at any age for that matter, you fall off three floors, but you still. We used to put like big doors in front of that because that scares you, man. You know. Plus alcohol.
Plus you.
And alcohol. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Plus me being drunk, not the kids.
Looking out over the ocean, you're less likely to want to hurl yourself off the balcony than say you're at a Days Inn in Beatrice.
True.
Oh, we forgot to mention the Supreme Court will allow states to decide on legalized sports betting.
I was on the first floor, and I did jump out.
Yay, and it was sports
and
betting.
And it was Columbus. I did jump out of the first floor, but I was the first floor.
You just landed and went, damn it.
I'm still here. Fine people. We've Bill Nye and Mr. Skin today. Check it out on the podcast later this week. Who's our comedian buddy?
Eddie Ift. Will be here. Also, Nick and, you know.
Old gang.
A few other things.
All right, tweeting all day at TNT Radio Empire. See you later.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2018 Scripps Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.